Let's turn in our Bibles to the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Early this morning, as I was doing my Bible reading, I was struck with the words of verse 16. The 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians, verse 16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I want you to notice what God says about himself in relationship to his people. We have God's companionship. I will dwell with them. Think of it. That God condescends to have a companionship with guilty old sinners like us because he has redeemed us by his son's blood. And so he says, I will dwell in them. He doesn't say, I will dwell with them. That would be good. But he says, I will dwell in them. I'll be as close to them as it is humanly possible to be, or gloriously possible to be. God's companionship. It's a great thing to be able to sing, I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. And then when you look as the second time, you'll discover, he says, and walk in them. And there you have God's communionship. What a communion it is when he walks in us. He walks in us. And there's not a place in your body that the footstep of Jesus can make its impress upon. Some people come to me and say to me, we have all sorts of evil thoughts. That's the devil that does that. The devil is the creator of evil thinking. But thank God when the Lord puts his foot in your body and in your heart and in your mind, everywhere there's the impression of the Lord's foot, the devil can't sow his dirty seeds. Thank God for Jesus and his communionship. Amen. And then you'll notice, thirdly, it says here that I will dwell in them, companionship. I will walk in them, communionship. And then we have his covenantship. He's a covenant-keeping God. He says, I will be their God. I will be their God. Oh, what a relationship that he's our God. He's not the God of John Bunyan only. He's the God of Ian Paisley. He's the God of everyone that's part of his elect church. Wonderful Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful Jesus, the Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. I will dwell in them. I'll walk in them. I will be their God. And then he says something more, and they shall be my people. What a wonderful thing for the Lord Jesus, wanting to declare to the world that he is our Savior and our Lord. May our God today bring us into an even closer relationship to the Savior. Paul, at the end of a great ministry, he said something, that I might know him. Paul, do you not know him? Oh, I do, but I really want to know him better. And of the great apostle, after all his experiences, said that, should you not say it today, that I might know him? He's a wonderful Savior to know. His glory broke upon me when I saw him from afar. He's fairer than the morning. He's brighter than the morning star. He's all my fancy pictured in its fairest dreams and more. Each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before. That'll wake you up. There was a fellow there nearly asleep, so he has wakened up. Thank God for a gospel that wakens people up. We're going to bow our heads. And as we bow our heads, Brother John will ask you to give thanks for the bread and the table that speaks of the broken body of our wonderful Lord.